The black wave suddenly rocked as she was fired upon. Kai glanced at the small screen in the captain's chair and saw two small blips representing Chase Master Frigate's flare, and then vanish.
"Return fire!"
he ordered. At once the frigate dived, firing, and Kai had the satisfaction of seeing one of the attacking vessels blown into small bits. His faint smile faded somewhat. Who had been in that vessel? Someone he knew, doubtless. There were not so many Sith in the Lost Tribe fleet that he would not at least recognize the name. They were the enemy now. He closed the door on any regret he might have felt, however fleeting.
"Attention, Abeloth's fleet," he said,
and there was no going back from that statement.
"We're under attack by the Lost Tribe of the Sith. Coordinates to our next destination have been downloaded to each of your vessels. We will rendezvous there. Any vessel that does not retreat to those coordinates and does not immediately attack those from Kesh who have now chosen to become our adversaries will be deemed a traitor and fired upon accordingly."
He closed the channel.
"Tola, is everyone changing course?"
"Negative, sir. The Dark Dancer is still stationary."
"Hail them."
She did so.
"Black Wave to Dark Dancer. Why are you not moving to the coordinates I have given you?"
Silence.
"Destroy it,"
Kai ordered.
"They have chosen poorly."
She glanced up at him.
"Sir, the Dark Dancer suffered a hit. They may not be choosing to disobey. The damage could have rendered them unable to move or affected their communication systems."
"Then that is their bad fortune, and the Force is not with them this day,"
Kai replied.
"I cannot take the risk of anyone under my command turning against us. Obey my order, Anax, or else I may deem you a traitor as well."
Her eyes widened slightly, then she squared her broad shoulders.
"Yes, Captain."
Gavar Kai watched, cold and unflinching, as the Dark Dancer went from being an intact, if damaged, vessel to being nothing more than flotsam, jetsam, and pieces of once living flesh. The ship rocked again.
"Anax, make that jump to hyperspace,"
Kai growled.
"Trying, sir, but I..."
"Do not try. Do it."
Her fingers flew. A third explosion made the black wave tremble, and he could see the console light up with the reports of casualties from all over the ship. And then, blessedly, the white pricks of light that were stars stretched out, elongated into lines, and they were gone.